We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Ron, let's take a look at some over and unders for this Steelers game. How many times will the telecast, that nightly telecast, show highlights of the Willie Parker run from that Super Bowl? And if you were showing highlights from that Super Bowl, you're Ron Cook, producer for Sunday Night Football, and you say, hey, we only have time for one highlight from that game. Would you run that or the Antoine Randle L throw or something else? Cowher getting Gatorade dumped on him at the end, or Dan Rooney getting the Lombardi from Cowher.
Yeah, you can just show one and then right away do the Gatorade over Cowher or the trophy. I'd have to go with Willie Parker's run. I mean, it was the record longest in Super Bowl history, right?
Is it still?
I think it is, I think.
And yet, I think the Randle L play was more spectacular, in my humble opinion.
It's hard to beat a Super Bowl rushing record, though. But you're
right. I can beat one with a fourth quarter touchdown that wins the Super Bowl from a wide receiver to a wide receiver on a perfect throw on the run, right in stride in the end zone, and the other guy wins the Super Bowl MVP.
Skipping into the end zone with that grin on his face.
You know what the most underrated play from that Super Bowl is? What is it for you?
Did Ike have an interception in that game?
Yes, and that's it. It was still a ball game. They were driving.
It was a big interception. Ike actually caught the ball.
Kind of a bogus holding penalty on the Seahawks, and that put them back a little bit, but they were driving, and then Ike caught the ball. Huge play.
Ike was a hell of a cornerback. He was, but he just couldn't catch the ball. But what's the definition of a shutdown corner for me is a guy who doesn't let the other guy catch the ball, and he was pretty good at that except one day in Denver.
Well, yes, there were other days, but yeah.
I thought he overall was a very underrated. It would have been, I think, a multi-Pro Bowler if he had caught the ball.
I agree.
But he couldn't catch the
ball. I mean, Cowher did bench him during the regular season at one point in his career. I think that was Denver again. Was Javon Walker, was that a name from Denver past horse? Burned Ike for three touchdowns and he got benched. But I agree. Overall, they would have him follow the other team's best receiver. He was a good player.
He just couldn't catch it.
That's not what they paid him for, but that's what makes you a superstar.
That's what Bradshaw always said. If a defensive back could catch the ball, he'd be a wide receiver.
You said Derek Watt had nine snaps last week?
Nine snaps on offense.
All right. I'll give you Derek Watt 10.5 over-under snaps. I'm going to say over. I think they like him he got involved in the blocking game a little bit.
Nine plays.
Ben, over-under 2.5 touchdown passes.
I'm going to say under. I think two might be good.
I'm going to say over. I think this defense absolutely stinks.
I just saw a note, Joe. They've given up 450-plus yards in the last four games.
Yes.
Every game, the last four, they've given up. Seattle, 450 yards.
They're the worst defense this side of the Kansas City Chiefs, both on historic bases. And I think Ben is going to throw up a couple 50-50 balls to Chase Claypool, Pat Freiermuth. I think Deontay might get one. I think Ben's going to get four touchdown passes in this game. You like that, Ron?
What will we be saying about him next week then?
He's coming back next year. And the year after.
And then they go to Cleveland and lose, and nobody wants him back, right?
Right.
It changes. You're right, it changes.
But this game, they're going to get some work done on offense. I truly believe that. They almost can't help it against this defense. This defense stinks.
It does stink.
Najee averaging 21.5 touches a game. So I'll put it right there.
I think it'll be over and under. I think it'll be 22, 25, somewhere in that area.
I agree.
I'm going to say over.
Najee, over under 99 and a half yards rushing.
I'm going to have to say over again because the defense is so bad.
I'm going to say under for this reason. I think the Seahawks.
Yeah, Ben throwing four touchdown passes, yeah, that's a pretty good reason.
I think that the Seahawks are going to load up to stop the run. And even they, if they completely sell out to it, can at least control the run, especially against the Steelers, who, yes, had one impressive running game, and hooray for that. But I think that they're going to challenge Ben to beat them, and I think he's going to do it because I don't think they're very good in the back end, with one exception. They have a pretty good player back there. Over under TJ Watt, 1.5 sacks. It's a tough one, ain't it, Ron?
I'm going to say under. I think he gets one. I don't know that he gets two.
I think he explodes in this game. I think that he's been hurting. I don't think he's been 100%. I think that Denver sold out in a way that you rarely see an NFL team sell out to stop one player.
Keeping one of their best receivers in
yes,
the block.
And other guys. I mean, it was crazy the lengths they went to. They almost got a comeback out of it, by the way, once Bridgewater started to go down the field. But in this game, I think TJ Watt's going to be healthy. I think he's going to be on a national stage in a night game. And I think he's going to explode for three sacks.
So you got Ben throwing four touchdowns. You got Watt getting three sacks.
Yeah.
Are you predicting like Steelers 42, Seattle 7?
I remember a couple of nights like this where the old guys came in to get their rings or their gold jackets, whatever they were getting, and they were inspired.
Yeah.
The Steelers were inspired. And they do well. They do well against backup quarterbacks. They do well prime time at home, unless it's a playoff game against the Browns. And they do generally in these types of environments.
Can I bet your house on the Steelers this week?
My house is wrecked right now, but yes, go ahead.
Let me bet your kitchen, right?
Who's coming back this weekend? Who are among the people?
Malu,
oh, my God.
Power, Shell, and Big Al, Fanica.
Wow. Paul Amalu's coming back.
That's everybody. Bill Nunn, obviously.
We haven't talked enough about that, Ron.
He is deceased, but they're all coming back.
Troy gets the biggest ovation out of those guys, even Cower.
Easily.
That place will explode for him, won't it? Deservedly so.
And I guess it's alumni weekend, so there'll be Hokie said that the big snack, Casey Hampton's coming back. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of former players back. Guys that would have played in that Super Bowl against Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. If I think of purely in terms of exciting players from NFL history, entertainers, I put some quarterbacks on there like Randall Cunningham, Lamar Jackson right now, Mahomes, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, Deion Sanders. I'm not sure that any of them, particularly on defense, I would rather watch, let's say, a highlight reel of, or one more. Someone said you can watch this guy one more game in his prime.
Troy.
It would be Troy. Because I don't know what in the world I'm going to get. Jumping over the line of scrimmage, a diving interception, a return for a touchdown, a huge hit. It was crazy.
You're right. Ed Reed, though, I loved watching him play center field. He was dynamic.
Yeah, great player.
But you're right. I mean, Troy was, but the players you mentioned are all incredibly exciting to watch.
Mm-hmm. But he was unique.
He was unique.
Deion Sanders wasn't jumping over the line of scrimmage
on
quarterback sneaks.
Never made a tackle either.
Josh Miller tackled him once. Did you know that?
I did not.
On a punt return.
I just know that Deion was the greatest cover corner who ever lived, in my opinion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.